Opponents of a planned bus rapid transit line between Lansing and Okemos continue to press their case. Twice yesterday, Meridian Township business owners and residents had a chance to ask questions and vent concerns with officials from CATA, the Capital Area Transportation Authority, which is planning the line. CATA says studies show that the $133 million project will enable faster, safer travel down Michigan and Grand River Avenues and will stimulate economic development. But opponents continue to doubt the benefits of the federally and state-funded plan, which would create dedicated bus lanes and alter intersections and traffic patterns. Now, in a few days, we're going to hear from BRT supporters here on Current State. Today, we hear from two opponents. Brett Dreyfus is the Meridian Township Clerk. Welcome to Current State.
Thank you.
And Renee Corey is a longtime Meridian Township resident.
Yeah,
welcome,
thanks,
Renee.
Thanks for having us. Yes.
There were two public meetings yesterday in Meridian Township for CATA to hear from township residents and business owners. Between the two of you, you were at three of these meetings. Renee, you were at both, and
yes.
Brett, you were at one. Give us a flavor here. Describe what you heard and saw at yesterday's meeting, Brett.
Well, I had high hopes. I'm an optimist. I had high hopes that CATA was listening to the concerns expressed by literally hundreds of residents and business owners over the last 6 months regarding this this proposed project. And after attending the meeting, I was extremely disappointed. The main problem was that CATA knew many of the top questions that have been asked repeatedly, key issues about the benefits, potential benefits of having a center running a BRT, about problems with no left turn, about the impact on businesses, about the impact that it might have on people with disabilities to have to cross Grand River. Many, many issues about traffic congestion and left turns and U-turns. And none of those were actually addressed. We spent the majority of the meeting was spent trying to get people to vent their questions in the audience. There was an hour and a half available for the meeting, and an hour and 15 minutes was spent going around the audience and repeating questions that have been asked for 6 months. So one would think that CATA should have come there prepared, having carefully vetted and reviewed the questions that have been asked repeatedly, and then we'd have a discussion on the responses that CATA has.
Renee, do you basically feel the same?
That's exactly it, and the second meeting went no better.
Let's be as specific as we can. What questions are most important to you, Brett, that have yet to be answered?
Okay, this is a very complex issue, so there's been literally, you know, dozens and dozens of hours spent on this, so I'll be really brief and go through some key components here. I've been in this process, being a Meridian Township elected official since 2010. A series of charrettes, which are like public meetings, were convened in order to address congestion along the Grand River Corridor. So the main problem attempted to be solved is that the Grand River Corridor is one of the busiest routes, travel routes, in the entire mid-Michigan region.
Right.
So the issue wasn't that we were looking to improve public transportation. The issue was, how do we improve traffic flow and improve safety along this 8-mile stretch of the Grand River Corridor? And what came along was a series of options, but everything narrowed down to the BRT as CATA basically took over this entire process. And in my opinion, it became a solution in search of a problem. CATA was looking for a way to find a way to get this grant money that was out there from the feds of $150 million or whatever number currently they were working with. And unfortunately, along the way, the BRT became the solution to the entire problem. But the BRT is not the solution for congestion. Through months and months of analysis, of hearing people talk, and of looking over the plan, which is always in a state of revision and never seems to be in any way concrete blueprints at all, what we've discovered is that there's huge gaping holes both in logic and in the design of this project.
Let's get to the design here, and Renee, I want to bring you into the conversation here. What design questions do you think pose problems that you are still waiting to hear answers to?
Well, actually, that question about design issues is a problem, because where we were supposed to be, we were led to believe that we were speaking about the BRT in general and what we didn't like about it or what needed to change. We were forced yesterday to stick to design issue questions, leading us all to believe what we've believed all along, which is going to happen, and they're placating us. But I'll tell you that one huge glaring issue that came up was how are the ladder trucks, for example, fire trucks going to be able to negotiate those U-turns with the radius that they need? And it looks as though they're not going to be able to. And you look, I don't know if you've ever traveled in Tampa, Florida, for example, but they have that kind of left turn, straight and wait and all this other stuff that they're proposing for us. And it's a debacle there.
CATA is saying that the design is only 30% done, and that there's plenty of time and room for design alterations to address design issues. How do you respond to that?
Well, I'll tell you this, that if they fixed everything on that design that they could, which we know they won't, that's not the biggest issue. Anytime you have citizens and businesses coming together for a common cause, you know there are multiple issues. And you know that that doesn't happen a lot. We have a lot of people in the senior community and the handicapped community that have serious issues about this entire project, too. So it smells in a variety of ways.
Well, are you suggesting the process went awry here at some point? Brett, is it?
This is a bad plan that people then are doubling down on. And every time there's more information and more people concerned about it, the more they come off with insistence that that this isn't a complete plan. And in fact, they wind up hiring a PR firm for $800,000, again, to try to sell this project. Let me address some of the key concerns that we have. Is this going to solve congestion issues? No, it won't. In fact, there's a concern that this will increase congestion. By having a dedicated bus lane, it's going to make it more difficult, actually, for cars to traverse smoothly along Grand River. Traffic signalization is going to change, allowing the BRT to change signals. That's going to negatively affect, actually, traffic flow along Grand River. There's issues about ridership. There's a goal to increase ridership capacity. Actually, the BRT plan may do the exact opposite. By decreasing the number of bus stations, people with disabilities and elderly people and bus riders will have to walk further to get to bus stations, actually making it more difficult to board the bus. There's also difficulties with the changing driving routes. There's concerns that people are going to avoid Grand River due to the congestion and move into the neighborhoods, adjacent neighborhoods, to avoid traffic backups along Grand River.
And you haven't heard what has CATA said in response to these concerns, though. Are you saying these are unanswered questions?
Yes, I am, and I believe almost, if you ask almost any Meridian resident or business owner that has been following this, no one is saying that CATA is trying very diligently to respond to this. In fact, what most people feel is that CATA is protecting their own interests, and that is causing people on the local level to feel that their voices aren't heard. I mean, I feel that local democracy is threatened when politicians and technocrats from top down refuse to listen to what the citizenry is really expressing grave concerns about.
Brett Dreyfuss is the Meridian Township clerk. Renee Corey is a longtime Meridian Township resident. We are talking about their opposition to a proposed bus rapid transit line, which would run between Lansing and Okemos. One of the recurring topics that I see coming up here is the fact that this process actually goes back years. And I know, Brett Dreyfuss, you've been involved in this and been aware of it for some number of years. But as is the case with a lot of projects, big, comprehensive projects like this, a lot of people don't learn about it until an awful lot later. I'm gathering that has created a real disconnect, a real issue here, because a lot of residents, a lot of business owners are playing catch up, and now they feel like something's already taken shape that they didn't know about or didn't have enough input on. Is that still an issue?
Well, it is. I'll tell you, there's a problem when private citizens and businesses come together and engage more people in asking what is the BRT than CATA ever did. CATA yet has several millions put aside to advertise the BRT when it starts up, almost $10 million. So is it any reason, can you think of a reason why I've written letters to Lansing State Journal and The Pulse in opposition and have not gotten one printed? But if you do your due diligence in Google, you'll see that the pro people have gotten their letters printed. And so I submit to you that if they had put as much money and effort into the initial charrettes and reaching out to the public, that they have done trying to hire second and third consultants and advertising money and that kind of thing, maybe they would have actually been effective.
A lot of people were involved in the Charette process, though, weren't they?
There were maybe 50, 60 people at various sessions, maybe more. But the thing is that people were led through a series of options. If a person says, I'm not sure I want ice cream, and then they come and the person who's a facilitator says, well, we do have chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. What would you like? You may not even want ice cream, but those are your choices. And so many of the choices were led and guided. And I don't think people realize that CATA, behind the scenes, was guiding the options and the alternatives available to narrow it down to the preferred alternative that they could provide. So the real issue here, again, is things like no left turns. That's one of the biggest issues, the median, the construction of a median that will affect businesses very negatively, very potential problems for customers to get to businesses. And businesses have been along Grand River are very, very concerned about what this might mean to the economic prosperity of the region.
I have heard that there has been mention at some point in this process of stopping the BRT at Hagedorn Road. What do you know about that?
Well, I went to the emergency meeting at CATA a couple weeks ago, and that was one option that was thrown out there almost tongue-in-cheek. I almost felt like it was trying to punish Meridian Township because we didn't want it, but I don't know where they would even stop to turn around. There's no place. Part of the reason that they need Meridian Township is they need a place to turn around. And they don't have one if they stop at Hagedorn. So I want them out of Meridian Township. But the second meeting, especially, we heard from a lot of people in the Frandor area that are concerned because Frandor is being bypassed. And you know what that does? We were talking about designs. Think about it. That bus for the elderly and the blind now goes directly to no grocery store. Kroger's is totally cut out. And Myers, which they allege is going to have the turnaround, is to the furthest possible part of the parking lot that you can be. It's 9 times further than where the bus stop is right now for people who are trying to get in to get groceries. So effectively, we might as well just starve the disability community. And they're very upset about that.
Is there any feature of the BRT project that you like? Brett?
There are some things that are nice, but not at a price tag of $150 million and reconfiguring the entire bus route so that actually it will decrease ridership and potentially increase congestion. What I like is, yes, it's nice to have level boarding. It's nice to have fares paid in advance so that you can move more quickly. These are some nice features, but some of these features can actually be incorporated in the current way that the CATA bus line operates.
How do you think this will play out, Renee?
I'm optimistic. I think that they're absolutely going to try and do what they're going to do, and they don't give a rip about us. But you know what? I think power to the people, going back to the 70s, I believe that. And our numbers are growing. Hundreds of us. Hundreds of us.
Brett, how do you think this will play out?
From my perspective, I was just up for re-election, and I was in the primary election here a couple of weeks ago. I was subject to intense political pressure to conform, even by our state representative, by the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission. Many negative things were said to me directly about Meridian Township citizens privately to try to get me to sort of come around and understand things. They also engaged in a smear campaign against me, which unfortunately for them did not work. I was actually renominated for my position because the citizens, including a lot of the anti-BRT people, recognized that our local democracy is threatened when powerful interests from above literally say, hey, this is the way it's going to be, and if you don't play ball with us, we're going to actually even engage in a smear campaign to get you out of office. That's pretty low-ball efforts there to try to affect change. So I'm confident because of the fact that the people supported me and saw through this negativity. I'm very confident that we can actually stop this or at least modify it so that we can have something that works for us in Meridian Township.
Taking all of the Meridian Township population into consideration, do you think there is more support or more opposition to BRT?
Without question, I always have to run the numbers by. I mean, that's what I do. I mean, I have this gut. I've been involved in this for 12 years in Meridian Township. I would say if you're going to ask me the numbers, at least 75-25, 75% are opposed to the BRT in Meridian Township.
I agree.
Well, that's your take as well. I want to hear We'll hear from a proponent or two of the bus rapid transit plan here in just a couple of days. Does an atmosphere exist right now in which the concerns at least can be discussed?
I think that we, the citizens feel and the business owners feel somewhat discouraged because just like the meeting yesterday, it seems as if there's a lot of lip service or window dressing that's always happening with this project. And in fact, sometimes the people are actually, as I said, put down literally. And so when this thing happens over a long period of time, it sort of wears the resolve of individuals. And perhaps that's a strategy as well, is to keep wearing people down. But in fact, the opposite is happening. In this case, people's strength and decision that we are not going to accept this has increased. And so I think that there is an atmosphere of distrust that many of us are trying to overcome, but unfortunately CATA is not able to seem to do their part and able to give people the opportunity to feel like we're really on a level playing field.
Renee, I was struck by a comment you made in a previous conversation that you and I had. You told me that you love public transportation and you wanted to love this project. At what point did this project start to go
wrong? Because I'm on one of the appointed boards at Meridian Township, the DDA, I knew about it about the same time Brett did, and I was concerned strictly for financial reasons. And so as finances got better, as our economy got better, I wanted to like it, and I saw more crap coming up and being thrown in. The original idea then actually became to fruition. And I was told that we had no choice. And I was told by our current treasurer that it was going to happen. And when I said, how's everybody going to pay for it? She said, they've never lost a millage. Well, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of the millages. I'm sick and tired of having millages stacked on us. They get stacked on us one after the other. And people, it's kind of like if you ever had a magazine subscription, you get it for a year. And after 6 months, they start sending you things that, you know, it's going to run out because they want you to, you know, forget about when it's the same kind of thing with the millages. And I'll tell you, I'll do everything in my power to make sure CATA does not get another millage. And that's very upsetting to me because I've loved CATA for a very, very long time.
The BRT is a project with a good many moving parts and increasingly a good deal of emotion attached to the whole concept. We want to thank our guests. Renee Corey is a longtime Meridian Township resident. Brett Dreyfus is the Meridian Township clerk. They are both opposed to the BRT in Meridian Township. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us.